We love a local success story here on Stray FM, and we love a startup business. So when I heard about somebody who's doing very well in a competition, I had to get them in. Daniel Pawson, thanks for coming in. You are co-founder of C-Chips. Mm-hmm. Tell us what C-Chips is.
So C-Chips is the UK's first handcrafted salmon skin crisp company. We use often wasted nutrient-packed skin, and we create a range of flavours consisting of lime and chilli, salt and vinegar, and sea salt. And we then donate a portion of our profits to ocean charities to help keep the sea clean.
They just look like bags of crisps. Now, if you were listening carefully, you almost kind of threw it away there, but they are salmon skin crisps, aren't they? Yeah, so yeah. These are made from, and I've got some here, literally the skin of fish, which, as you mentioned, is often wasted because people don't like to eat skin on their fillet of fish, do they?
Yeah, so me and my co-founder Dom started to use it in a kitchen. And we, after service, we'd have it with our beer, and we thought, why can't you buy these? And when we looked into it more, you could see it was a popular snack in Asia, but it just hadn't been done here. We started to get in touch with fishmongers to ask why, ask what they do with their skin, and they would just say they threw it away. We were like, well, stop doing that. We'll take it off here. And so we get it for kind of a good price, and it's really healthy for you. You know, it's high in protein, got omega-3 in there, low carb, so it suits a lot of kind of modern diet trends, and it's totally natural.
Now, on these are really lovely design packets as well. They look very kind of upmarket. On the front here it says established 2016, so you're quite a new business, aren't you? But you've been getting some success through a competition which I believe Virgin are involved in, and Virgin are renowned for being involved in startup businesses, aren't they?
Yeah, Virgin are really good for kind of supporting kind of startup businesses, and this is kind of the biggest one of the year, Virgin Foodpreneur. We got through to the last 16 a couple of weeks ago, and I went to London to pitch. I got through that and the tasting stage. And then just recently I found out I was in the semi-finals, which now means we have a pop-up shop in Newcastle for 1 week, which we have to kind of impress the mystery shoppers there. We have to kind of take advantage of it as much as possible. By doing, I don't know, a little PR stunts or whatever Richard Branson would do, we have to do something like.
You are local. Are you Harrogate based?
Harrogate based. Yes, I've always kind of moved around, lived in York for a bit. But at the moment, we're based in Harrogate. I'm going to keep the operation, you know, nearby. For me, it's quite important to keep it based in kind of Yorkshire.
Great stuff. Well, we're going to taste a few of these, and I've got Gavin and Beth to come in to taste these in just a second. So we've got the three flavours here. We're going to try the salt and vinegar ones, but there's lightly salted and lime and chilli, as you mentioned earlier. And your background is as a chef, you said, didn't you?
Yeah.
So have you kind of worked around Yorkshire as a chef?
Yeah, so I started off, I'm 23 now, I started off when I was about 15 in the industry. I worked at Vanzella restaurant in Harrogate.
Yes.
Tom Vanzella kind of taught me most of what I know.
Great stuff. Well, let's give them a taste. Oh.
It tastes like fish and chips.
Fish and chips, yeah. Mm. It's that malt vinegar where you get that kind of like reminiscent of kind of.
It smells like a chip shop.
Yeah,
it does look like something you'd find under the sea, which is good.
All right, that's nice.
It is really like fish and chips, isn't it?
Mm. Well, it's quite delicate. It's not.
Yeah, it's not awesome. Break your teeth kind of. It's just light and.
Are they? Yeah. More healthy than crisps,
so they are healthy. Yeah, we actually quite recently got a nutritional analysis back, and it's so high in protein. To put that in kind of perspective, with like a protein snack bar contains around 35 grams per 100 gram of protein. This contains like 39.1, and it's totally natural, so there's no added like protein powders or all that kind of stuff. So it's natural. Then you got your omega-3, you're high in kind of healthy fats. People are scared of the word fat, but is like high in good fats, like omega-3, vitamin D, and low carb. So if you're on a lot of the modern diets nowadays, or kind of like low carb, like the ketogenic diet is quite popular now, paleo, all that kind of stuff, it fits in.
They're really nice.
So it's an Asian snack. It's a potato crisp, they have that.
So emerging business, but getting quite big now, aren't you? Because you're stocked in a couple of good places, and there's some that you can't tell us about, but there's some big ones coming as well, isn't there?
Yeah, so we're stocked in Fenix, so you can get them from there. I'd say go online as well, c-chips.co.uk, and we can ship them out straight to you.
Great stuff. Well, thank you for coming in, Daniel, and thank you for sharing the C-Chips with us. They're worth a taste if you get the chance to taste these, and good luck in Newcastle.
Thank you very much. Cheers.